It's Wednesday, March 15th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. In a dramatic about-face, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer walked back President Trump's claim that former President Obama wiretapped the phones at Trump Tower before and after the election.
The president used the word wiretap, in quotes, to mean broadly surveillance and other activities.
The GOP health care reform plan is a trap for President Donald Trump. That's what radio show host Laura Ingraham asserted yesterday in an appearance on Fox and Friends.
This idea that phase three is going to come and it's going to be some nirvana. Mm-hmm. If they believe you can get 60 votes for this phase three that we just heard about for the first time last week, then why not do it now? Why not, at the same time you repeal, replace with the best legislation that Republicans have right now? Have that debate now. Don't put it off until later this year or next year, because the state budgets are going to implode when this Medicaid expansion starts to retreat. And I think Donald Trump's going to get caught on this in 2020. And I'd like to spend an hour talking to him about it, because I think this is a trap set for Trump.
The Texas State Senate passed the Texas Privacy Act by a vote of 21-10 yesterday, thanks to the moral leadership of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. The bill prevents public schools and government buildings from adopting policies that would open women's showers, bathrooms, and changing facilities to men, and vice versa. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said, quote, "As a parent of 5 children, I am more than sympathetic to the sensitivity and the self-consciousness that students have in undressing in a school locker room or taking a shower in front of their peers. It would be traumatic for many children and adolescents to do so in the presence of someone of the opposite biological sex," unquote. Now, the man who stands in the way of its passage in the Texas State House is none other than the Republican Speaker of the House, Joe Strauss. Despite running as a conservative in his reelection campaign, Strauss is considered the poster boy for the RINOs in Texas, Republicans in name only. Students at Clemson University, who call themselves the Clemson Unorthodox Neo-Satanic Temple, purported to perform a live bloodletting and lamb sacrifice ceremony this past Saturday, in which they torched Bibles to commemorate a new chapel on the campus, reports the Christian Post. The effort to secure personhood for the unborn in South Carolina is doing better than ever, according to Matt Clark, chairman of Personhood South Carolina.
We already have 16 co-sponsors. That's 3 more than we had last year, not to mention the pledge of support. When it gets to the floor for a vote, the Republican majority leader, Senator Shane Massey, has pledged his support. In addition, the current lieutenant governor is a persistent, tireless defender of the unborn in South Carolina.
Clark says their biggest challenge will be in the Senate Judiciary Committee.
The new Judiciary Chairman is named Senator Luke Rankin. And so that's where we really need to focus our prayers and our phone calls right now. He has yet to assign this to a favorable subcommittee. And in spite of 2 months of phone calls and emails, we've gotten 0 response.
No matter where you live, please call Senator Luke Rankin at 803-212-6610. That's 803-212-6610. And urge him to co-sponsor the personhood bill. In other pro-life news, 2 volunteers at the 40 Days for Life vigil in Pensacola, Florida, spoke to a deeply troubled young woman who had conceived a child as the result of a sexual assault, reports Life News. Ernie, the local coordinator, said, quote, "She was hurting and felt that abortion was her only solution to the recent trauma she had experienced," unquote. The sidewalk pro-life counselors offered encouragement, assistance, prayers, and tears. But still, she believed abortion was her only option, and she went inside the abortion mill. However, the volunteers kept praying and trusting in God. About an hour later, she came back out. When the staff was trying to start an IV, they could not find a good vein, and because of that, she decided not to have the abortion. Ernie explained, quote, "She took this as a sign from God that he does not want her to do this," unquote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. on this Wednesday, March 15th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.